consent and consultation. Thank you, Minister. I'd like to specifically refer to an issue here because the questions were specific. There's not really a norm in place that's been adopted as a law. Maybe I mentioned it, but it wasn't conveyed. But in 2020, the National Congress did have before it a Bill of Law on Free, Prior and Informed Consent that was put forward by one of the MPs. This was widely denounced by Indigenous and Afro-Honduran organisations because it wasn't sufficiently respectful of the consultation process. I want to share something I think very relevant that we're working on around consent in Honduras, and that is that we do recognise the standards established in the International Convention on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples from the United Nations, but there is also something specific that we're working on hand in hand with the International Labour Office, which relates to Convention 169. And this is that we're not seeking necessarily consent, because it could be that during free, prior and informed consent processes the people don't consent to it. What we're aiming to do is construct dialogues that just haven't existed so far to date with the people, because the state hasn't been respectful of that, and that has been the focus of our work with the Mara people. Because as was said, the background to this is that it had been hard to bring a bill of law, and the respect, obviously, of Convention 169 is already enshrined in Honduran domestic law. We do recognise that already as a state, and we can build on that. The protocol that we are trying to therefore build is to flesh out the process that government authorities must engage in order to ensure free, prior and informed consent. And when we lay that down, and we mentioned the constitutional connection here, because Honduras is the only country in the Latin American region, along with El Salvador, that doesn't have a specific mention of Indigenous peoples in the constitution. What we can perhaps do is transfer into the Magna Carta a guarantee there of the right of Indigenous peoples. Now, in terms of international rulings, there is never citation by Indigenous people of the Constitution, because the Constitution doesn't deal with Indigenous peoples. And that was worked on by a roundtable which is currently set up hand in hand with civil society organizations, both Honduran and Indigenous, and international organizations. It brings in all of those partners. We have UNICEF, UNHCR, the OHCHR, the ILO, and the various state institutions which are working on this, on people's rights. The road forwards has not been at all easy on this, and it creates a lot of conflict. It's very hard if you don't have any regulatory framework to lay out the respect for consent, and we hope that this will really generate future processes that respect that with people. So the road is long, but as Angelica said, I think it's excellent to have support to make slow and steady progress in order to really have a clear process which does guarantee people's rights. Thank you.